Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, tell us a little bit about the story of you and car racing.
Well, first of all, my name's Ayrton Filippi, and I drive for Fleetman Motorsports, which is our own team. And I've been racing for 5 years now, and this is my sixth year. And we've done everything from karting. We did a year of super karting last year, and now we're heading into Formula V this year.
Well, let's go back into it. You started at the age of seven. Now, I cannot remember what I was doing at the age of seven, Ayrton, but I tell you what, it wasn't getting into cars, that's for sure. What was the fascination with you getting into a car at such a young age?
I think from when I was 4 years old, I really got into it. I can't exactly remember how, but I remember one day I just fell in love with it, and then I just begged my dad until I was seven to have a go-kart, and then he finally let me get this go-kart, and it was like an Arrow X4, I'm pretty sure, and it was pretty old, and I started with an older engine, and then I eventually got quicker, and he gave me the newer engine so I could compete with the others.
So I know when I was younger, this I can confirm, Ayrton, when I was younger, when I was hassling my mum and dad, it was normally for $10 to go to the milk bar and get a chocolate milk or something, and you're begging dad to get a go-kart. So I reckon you'd take that one very easy compared to me, because as I said, $10 to try and get some lollies and some chockies and, a drink, it was tough for me. So I can only imagine what it'd been like for you to try and get a kart. Now, after that, you then move into, as you mentioned there, the supercarts last year. That's when you're about 12 years old. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so at 12 years old, I moved into supercarts, and we raced at tracks like Phillip Island. I did a test day at Winton, and we raced at Broadford.
Okay. And I understand the one at Broadford, you broke the lap record?
Yes, I did break the lap record. It was by like 3 seconds, I'm pretty sure. So that's pretty quick in the racing world.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look at supercars and Formula One, and it's like 0.001 of a second, I mean, there's not a lot you can do in that amount of time. So well done to you on that one. Now, obviously the event last year was cancelled. Now, that was due to lack of numbers. That must have been frustrating for you, because I guess in an industry like this, yes, you're young, but, you don't have a lot of time.
Yes, so last year, COVID pretty much put off the junior championship, although we did still do it. I finished second overall. Then this year we were looking, in the first club day that we did, we were looking strong to maybe win the championship. Then we didn't have the numbers, so Erebus had to pull the plug, unfortunately. Yeah. So that sort of ended it for us.
Now, the next step there, as you mentioned, also Formula V Championship. Now, what's next in that category? What are you hoping to achieve out of that?
So with Formula V, this year I'm going to try and learn the car and how to drive it, and I'll try and gain some respect around the paddock.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It doesn't come cheap. Now, you're obviously looking for sponsors as well, because, it does cost a pretty penny.
Yes, we're always looking for sponsors, but I'd like to thank the local businesses here that have supported me, like CV Bearings, Eagle Hawk Hire, and I'd also like to thank Jody Funder as well, because he's been trying really hard to get us some sponsors, and he's been doing a lot behind the scenes, so I really would like to thank him.
Yeah, absolutely. And what is the ultimate goal for you, Ayrton? Is it supercars? Is it Formula One? Is it IndyCar, NASCAR, or just whatever it takes you?
So lots of people have a certain goal they want to get to, like Formula One or Fiat supercars. But for me, it's like as long as I'm at the top of some motorsport, I'll be really happy just to see my whole family be happy, because that's what, they've helped me get that far, and I just want to show them at a professional level of motorsport.
Well, you're an absolute star. Now, if anyone is listening this afternoon, and there will be a lot of people, they'll be at the local footy or, at the back shed or something like that, and they're interested in maybe, a bit of a sponsorship package for you and see you succeed, especially, a young Bendigo boy trying to do some good things around the motorsport world. How can they get in touch, mate?
They can get in touch with my dad, 0488-489-716, or they can contact us through our social medias, Flippin' Mad Motorsports, WPIN Mad Motorsports.
All right, we'll have all the details up on our website as well. And finally, Ayrton, I understand you do a little bit of a YouTube sort of show, is that right, or something similar?
Yes, yeah, so on my Facebook and YouTube page, I do this segment. It gets released every Friday. It's called Flippin' Mads Grassroots Racer, where I interview drivers at a grassroots level, because my goal is there's a lot of attention for the higher drivers, like let's say like Scott McLaughlin, Shane Van Gisbergen, Cameron Waters, and I want to try and get to the grassroots level drivers, because I believe that we should show them some attention, because there are a lot of great drivers out there.
Mate, you're a star. We'll have all the details up on our website. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thank you so much, Daniel.